Good morning. Blizzard warnings have been issued for the New York City metropolitan area, all of Connecticut, Rhode Island, eastern Massachusetts, and coastal New Hampshire and Maine starting right now. And winter storm warnings are out for virtually all of the rest of New York and New England in advance of the impending storm. Low pressure overnight continued to track down the Ohio Valley and will be centered near Cleveland in the next few hours. Well in advance of this low, light snow was moved in across parts of northern New York and Vermont. There could be a dusting of snow on the ground in these areas for the morning drive. Otherwise, energy from this primary storm will transfer to the coast, where a secondary low-pressure center, rich with subtropical moisture, is getting organized near Cape Hatteras. Light snow will continue to overspread the entire region during the day as the first storm weakens over top of us and the secondary storm becomes more powerful. Snowfall rates will increase as this occurs, and by this evening, a steady light to moderate snow will be falling. We can expect at least a few inches of snow across most of interior New York and New England by dark. Temperatures will top out in the upper 20s. At this point, the storm will intensify rapidly as it makes its way to a position east and south of Cape Cod overnight into tomorrow morning. It is during this time that the heaviest snow will fall. Most places will pick up at least 8 to as much as 14 inches of snow in the Mohawk Valley, the Greater Capital District, and the Southern Adirondacks and Central Vermont. For the Catskills, the Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, the Taconics and Berkshires, Southern Vermont and Southern New England, including the Litchfield Hills, will receive at least a foot of snow up to 24 inches. Farther to the north and away from the storm center in northern New York, the Champlain Valley and northern Vermont, as much as 5 to 12 inches will fall. There will be considerable blowing and drifting of the snow, especially closer to the storm center toward the coast, as the wind at times will gust over 35 miles per hour. More wind and snow is likely tomorrow morning, but it will gradually wind down during the early morning hours, first in central and eastern New York and then in New England, where it could snow at least into the early part of the afternoon. Several more inches of snow will accumulate in these locations with a gusty wind. With a return to sunshine from west to east, though, high temperatures will be in the middle to upper 20s. Later on Saturday night, colder air will flow in and temperatures will drop down near zero as skies will remain clear, and this will set us up for high pressure and sunny skies on Sunday with highs back into the middle and upper 20s. As we head into the early stages of next week, another system will approach. This one looks to have warmer air with it, and there is the chance of some snow and sleet changing to rain during the day with the highs in the mid-30s. Otherwise, a few snow showers on Tuesday will lead us to a dry midweek with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday and Thursday with highs all 3 days in the middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are out for most of lower Michigan in association with the same storm, with storm totals of 6 to 10 inches by this afternoon. Meanwhile, another storm out west will bring snow to the Great Basin, the Wasatch, and Central Rockies today, where winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings are in effect. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Santa Barbara, California, at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Izmir, Turkey, at 11:50 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility, light snow and fog, 2 below zero, with a southwest wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 21 degrees, the dew point 8, 57% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.24 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Killeen, Texas, to a low of 17 below zero at Frenchville, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow mixed with some rain during the afternoon, 3 to 5 inches of snow with highs in the mid-30s. In Boston, snow 2 to 4 inches by dark, becoming breezy with highs in the lower 30s. And in Buffalo, snow, sleet, freezing rain changing to all snow 2 to 4 inches by the end of the day with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 26 degrees, the low 11, the average temperature 19, that's 5 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, just a tenth of an inch for the month and 19.7 inches for the season, which is 17.7 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 16, the record high 52 set in 1925, and the record low 16 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning, 7:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:18 p.m. 10 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow today, most places 2 to 4 inches by dark, with highs in the upper teens to middle 20s. More snow tonight, heavy at times, becoming windy with storm totals of 5 to 12 inches in most places, with as much as 14 inches in parts of the Green Mountains, the Adirondacks, and Lake George area. Lows in the lower teens, closer to zero, though, in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and becoming windy with snow developing this morning and becoming heavier toward evening. Most places 3 to 6 inches by dark with highs in the lower 30s. More snow tonight, heavy at times, storm totals of 1 to 2 feet will be common, windy with considerable blowing and drifting snow and lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and becoming breezy with snow developing this morning and becoming steadier toward evening. Most places 2 to 4 inches by dark, highs in the upper 20s. More snow tonight, heavy at times, storm totals 8 to 14 inches with 1 to 2 feet possible in the Catskills. Windy with blowing and drifting snow, lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and becoming windy with snow developing this morning and becoming heavier toward evening. Most places 3 to 6 inches by dark with highs near 30. More snow tonight, heavy at times. Storm totals of 1 to 2 feet will be common. Windy with considerable blowing and drifting snow and lows in the upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and becoming breezy with snow developing this morning and becoming steadier toward evening. Most places 1 to 3 inches by dark, highs in the upper 20s. More snow tonight, heavy at times, storm totals of 8 to 14 inches, although up to 24 inches in the Berkshires and southern Vermont. Windy with blowing and drifting snow and lows near 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, light snow ending from west to east in the morning, windy and cold with some afternoon sun in the mid-20s, mostly sunny Sunday in the mid to upper 20s, chance of snow or mixed precipitation Monday, mid to upper 30s, a few snow showers Tuesday, and a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday, highs through midweek next week in the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.